with this?
I don't think this is, you know, parents should be free to smack their children. The truth is, the law as it exists says that parents mustn't cause a reddening of the skin. So in the UK at the moment, parents can smack their children. The issue that I was raising in my book, Ian, was what was coming to me from my constituents, many women coming up to me after the riot and saying, blaming the Labour government, actually, let's be clear, and saying, you guys stopped us being able to smack our children. And I have to say, when they first raised this with me, I was pretty disparaging. I wasn't really listening. But because more and more people were raising it, I started to listen. And what they were saying was, and it's true, in the last Labour government, twice we took through Parliament legislation looking at the issue of smacking. There was a lot of debate, and this happened after the Victoria Climbier case. The law used to be about reasonable chastisement, that parents could reasonably chastise their kids, and if they went too far, the courts, a judge, would determine whether they'd used excessive force. And we changed that. And these parents were feeling unable to control their kids, paranoid about smacking their kids because social workers would get involved and take their kids away from them. And that's why I raised it in the book.
Well, I've read your book. I must have missed that bit, I have to say. But it does seem odd, though, that, I mean, the 2004 Children's Act, it removed the defence of reasonable chastisement for any punishment towards a child, which led to bruising, swelling, cuts, grazes or scratches. Now, you're surely not saying that it is socially acceptable for a parent to smack a child, which leads to any of those consequences?
Well, I mean, of course not. But what all I'm doing is raising what my constituents have faced with me. And the first thing to say is the legislation revolves around this reddening of the skin. And actually, for a lot of my constituents who are not white, that is an issue. Let's be absolutely honest about that. I do think that as a society, we've got to have a view as to whether this issue is something for parents, or whether this issue is something for social workers. And the truth is, I think it is important that in a deprived constituency where people say, listen, I'm living on the 15th floor of a tower block, there's knife crime outside the window, there's gangs outside the window, I'm on my own with two boys, and you're telling me how I should raise them and what I can and can't do, that you have to hear that, because it's fine for middle classes to determine what's right and wrong when they can introduce all sorts of ways to handle children by buying in, frankly, you know, tennis classes and traditional private schools and all sorts of things that help them with the disciplining and the boundaries.
You're not seriously suggesting.
So that's the issue. And that's as I raised it. The fact that you read my book and didn't even notice it suggests that it was probably raised in quite a measured, balanced way.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Because coming up in Tottenham.
Well, I'm sure it was done in a measured and balanced way, because that's what you always do, David. But
thank
I have to say, that sort of middle class parents find it easier to discipline their children. I bet there are a lot of middle class parents listening tonight saying that's
that.
Just not.
I'm not saying that, but I am raising a flag to a kind of liberal middle class assumption that doesn't really relate to what it means to live in a tough part of London, and also doesn't accept that it's fine to say that what you should do is negotiate with your kids, but actually is not sensitive at all to the many, many methods that you can use because of money, effectively, to actually use other methods and other techniques, other disciplining techniques, to help you with the boundaries that you rightfully set for your children. And actually, those things are not the disposal of many, many parents in my constituency. And so, you know, I'd encourage LBC, you know, if you want to go and do a survey in Tottenham, do it. But I know what the results will be. People feel strongly about this issue. They do. And these are Labour voters. These aren't people who who you would describe as a hang 'em and flog 'em brigade. These are Labour voters who feel very sensitive about this.
I think there's a lot of Labour voters that are in favour of capital punishment. Let's not get sidetracked on that. Just finally, how often do you smack your children?
Well, my children are very young. They are 3 and 5. I have smacked my kids, actually, but it doesn't happen very often. And it usually happens when they are in danger or have done something very serious, like running out into the road. Mm.
And does it work?
Does it work? Well, I mean, all parents, you know, you could spend hours.
Shall I ask you that question when they're 18?
I'm certainly not here saying I'm the best parent in the world. I do my best. I have lots of support. I've got lots of family in London. And, you know, I'm like any other parent struggling to do my best. So,
I mean, I ask you that question not to sort of pry into your family, but because, I mean, you would describe yourself probably as middle class. Because, I mean, you're an MP.
Yeah.
You have to be middle class. So yeah. You've kind of defeated your own argument there by saying that you smack your children.
Well, I do. Yeah, I do. But there are lots of people who are totally anti it. And the fact that this came into Parliament twice in this last decade suggests that it remains a very serious issue. And I think that what happened was, because of the death of Victoria Climbier and obviously the controversies over Baby P, there was a lot of concern about child abuse. There are people out there who do terrible things to their children. And, you know, that has to be policed. It has to be kept in check. We have to be vigilant about that. But at the same time, you've got to balance that against the 99% of people who don't do those things. And whilst there exists a significant amount of people who take the view that you should never use force with your children, and I think the vast majority of people that would include me that don't think it's a good thing to be sort of smacking or belting your kids black and blue, as was the case, say, in the 1950s or, you know, years gone by, it is certainly the case that some people, parents, do feel that they have to do this from time to time. And a lot of my constituents, perhaps because Tottenham's a place that's experienced Victoria Climbier and Baby P and has a large amount of young people that are in care, that are on the register, there's a lot of sensitivity around this issue and a feeling that politicians have taken away the control of parents.
Well, I think there will be some people who question whether it's right for the MP for the area of Victoria Columbia and Baby P to really go down this road. I mean, I know you're not advocating violence towards children. I mean, no one would accuse you of that, but it's a very tricky situation for you, this, isn't it?
It is a tricky situation, but equally, in an area that does have high knife crime, in an area that does have gangs, in an area in which parts of the community, 65%, have just one lone mother, it is also appropriate to raise these issues because I represent people and they want me to raise these issues. And they feel very strongly that actually they have to be sovereign in their own home.
I mean, just finally...
In the end, when you're sitting with real fear beyond your window or beyond your front door, and actually there isn't the state sat there with you, I do think it's legitimate to raise these very sensitive issues, but nevertheless important issues. Mm. And actually what's necessary is a bit of dialogue and a bit of listening and a bit of light and a bit less heat.
Just very finally, because we've only got a few seconds left on this, but I was just thinking, if my esteemed colleague Jackie Smith was sitting here, she's a parent, former education secretary, former home secretary, would she not be saying to you, David, violence begets violence, and that's the last thing that you need in your area?
Yeah, but I'm advocating violence. I mean,
well, smacking is violence, isn't it?
I wouldn't advocate peace. I've already said that. But what are we saying, Ian? That parents who do smack their kids, which is in the law in this country, are we saying that they are violent and we should imprison them? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm not suggesting anything.
Because that would be a hell of a lot of people in Britain.
David Lammy, thank you very much indeed for joining us tonight. That's David Lammy, the Labour MP for Tottenham. Well, what do you think about his views on smacking? I actually have to say, despite my line of questioning there, I think he's actually got a point. And I think he's raising an issue which, frankly, needs wider discussion. We'll bring that into the conversation in the last 15 minutes of this hour. But we also want to continue your calls on fostering. 0845 6060973. It's 8:47.